USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump both hit the campaign trails on Friday as the 2024 presidential election heats up. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders joins Fox News to discuss how red states are doing ahead of the election.
States like Arkansas and other red states across the country continue to excel and do well. I think this bodes very well for the election coming up in November. I think President Trump is on track. I think there is such a great contrast to what is happening in blue states led by Democrat governors.
New revelations from another Jeffrey Epstein document dump. USA's Laura Winters with the details.
The third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
As Houston continues to prepare for the college football playoffs national championship, executive director of the CFP, Bill Hancock, has his faith in Houston's public safety officials.
The most important team for this weekend is here, is the public safety people. And I can tell you, we've been working here for the last year and more to put this on. But every time we encountered a person from public safety, they were totally professional, and I'll tell you, I'm not losing any sleep about the safety of the fans.
The game will be held at NRG Stadium in Houston, where the Michigan Wolverines will play the Washington Huskies. A 13-year-old from Oklahoma is claiming to be the first person to beat the video game Tetris on Nintendo.
The teen goes by the nickname Blue Scooty online. He posted a video to YouTube, which seemed to show him defeat the famed falling block puzzle game. The record was previously held by an AI bot. He was maybe 40 minutes into playing the game when the teen realized he'd nearly reached the final kill screen. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A restaurant chain is closing stores across the country. USA Radio's Skip Kelly explains.
TGI Fridays is abruptly closing 36 underperforming restaurants, including some in the tri-state. Seven locations are closing in New Jersey and five are shutting down in New York. The nearly 60-year-old restaurant chain said the move is part of the company's ongoing growth strategy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.